Today is Monday, October 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. The ad came up already. It is National Online Bank Day. It's National Kick Butt Day. It's also Native American Day, Columbus Day, and National Yorkshire Pudding Day. It's also No Bra Day. So I would say, Big Fatty, don't wear your bra today. Just let them free flow. Just let them hang all out there and do whatever it is that they do. Because, you know, occasionally you have to air them out. We have been watching. So I don't know if you guys have heard of this Monsters. What do you call it? A series? It's a show, I guess. Are they anthology series, maybe? But anyway, where there's a different story every season. It's like, you know, American Horror Story. It's Ryan Murphy. So he's known for doing things where he will have a completely different story every season. Well, this is based on different serial killers, basically. And this one is based on Ed Gein. And I did not realize that Norman Bates was at least partially based off of this Ed Gein character. And the guy they have playing, so they do this weird thing where they go from showing the story of Ed Gein, you know, back in the early 1900s or whenever it was. And then they'll go to like a story of Alfred Hitchcock making the Psycho movie. So it's kind of weird. But the reason I brought that up is because he cuts the skin off of, you know, mostly so far dead bodies. But I think he has killed a couple of people already, and he cuts the skin. Anyway, it just made me think of like cutting breasts. I don't know. So let's go ahead and we still had some voicemails left trying to get caught up. And so let's go ahead and play our, you know, I don't know how many we're going to play. We may just play one. Who knows? It's 2 minutes long. So let's just see where we go here.
Adam, it's Scotty, Rossi Butler.
Hey, Scotty, what's
and
going on?
The 7th of September, Sunday.
Yes.
The Lord's Day, so I'm probably interrupting you as you drive to church.
I believe I was sick, so I didn't go to church.
Listening to your little show, episodes from July, and you're talking about And Just Like That. And you said how you like it. It's terrible. It's so bad. I mean, I watched all three, you know, seasons, but pretty much halfway through season one, I was hate watching it. There's just so many plot holes. Some of the new characters are just boring and dumb, and who cares? And the original characters, they've just totally changed the sort of people that they are. I don't know. I don't get it. I just think who they.
Well, I don't remember. It's been quite a while since I watched Sex and the City. And I didn't go back and rewatch Sex and the City, so I know the main plot points, you know. And when I say main plot points, I know Mr. Big was like a love interest. And then, you know, he went away at some point and she had other boyfriends. And then eventually he came back. And then eventually they got married. And I know Samantha, you know, even though she's not in And Just Like That, you know, I know her story. And, you know, they said she moved to London. That's how they, you know, they explained that she was not in, and, you know, and not that she hates Sarah Jessica Parker, which she does. I guess she does. I don't know. I don't know if they were mean girls and they treated what's her name poorly or like what the thing was. But anyway, you know, it was, I guess, easy to please. I don't go into shows. There will be times when I will have a show and I just am not interested. But I don't usually say, oh, the acting is bad in this, or there are plot holes in this, or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't think those things bother me or that I even notice. It's, you know, if I don't enjoy a show or I don't find a show to be interesting, then, you know, that's one thing. And I might stop watching it at that point. But I guess I enjoyed, I've not finished And Just Like That because they canceled it. And, you know, that makes me want to finish it less because when I finish, I'll be like, well, now I'm never going to get another episode. So I may save like the last three or four episodes and never watch them. You know, I don't know. I'm not really sure. Let's continue.
The hell is writing this rubbish? And then this is a spoiler alert, so just warn your listeners. But what's her name? The black lady who is like, you know, making like a documentary on amazing, powerful, unknown black women or something. Spoiler alert, her father dies twice. I think it's somewhere in season one. She talks about how her father died and how she got through it to Charlotte. And then in season three, of course, he then appears in episodes, I think, in season two or three.
Yeah, they,
and then in
there was some.
Three, he dies again and they go to the funeral. So, how can you excuse that?
I guess I only half pay attention.
On the highway,
I'm not really
so
sure.
I'll keep listening to your little show and I might even catch up.
Well, you might because I was off for like a month. So if you were in July and you were listening to August, you probably will or probably have caught up by now. And yeah, we'll see. Here is another call on the 17th. It's only 6 seconds.
Evans, Scotty, Ozzy, Bala.
Yeah?
I just realized I should have pulled Mix Minor.
Oh, well, there you go. He should have called Mix Minus. Was he doing a death or calling in a death or something like that? I don't know. So I will sprinkle in little Switzerland, you know, antidotes or whatever as we go. I talked about being sick. Nobody really needs to hear any more about me being sick. Okay, there's one thing. I have a hemorrhoid. And I think I've had this hemorrhoid. I think this hemorrhoid, and somebody's going to correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like I've had, a long time ago, I did a low-carb diet. And one might even say a keto diet. And my poops were very firm and big. Because I'm not really much of a bottom when it comes to, you know, sex. So I don't often have things going in that hole that could cause those sorts of problems. And so, but you know, for a long time, I had a fissure, you know, and occasionally I would bleed and whatever, and it would freak me out because I get freaked out about medical things. And so I think it caused me to have, now there are other things. You can, apparently just sitting on the toilet too long with the phone will magically give you hemorrhoids. Oh my God. It decided to act up over the past few days. I need one of those pillows. My butt was hurting. I was having all kinds of pain. I bought some Preparation H. I've never even used Preparation H before. So I don't know. It's going to be my first experience. I don't even know if it's going to do anything or work. I don't know if it's just to numb the pain or if it actually helps with the symptoms. I have no idea. And I don't even know why I brought that up. But we're done with the sickness. You know, the sickness happened. It's over for the most part. And so we're going to, you know, kind of stay away from that. But Switzerland, what can I say? So I left for Switzerland. I was still sick. but I told myself I was getting better. And this was Mark's 40th birthday trip. And so I didn't want to miss it. And we had paid all this money for things that we weren't sure we could get reimbursed. We probably, you know, I don't know, if I'd have been able to prove I was sick, maybe my credit card or our credit cards, because both of us have travel credit cards that are like linked to airlines. So I feel like maybe some, you know, some of that may have been reimbursable for sickness, for illness. But I decided to go. So I get it. It takes me a couple of days to get packed. I go, you know, go to the airport, drive myself. I'm all alone. Drive myself because my parents, I think, were still out of town. I'm not really sure. But I drive myself to the airport, get on all my planes fine, do all that. I had enough energy. I was able to eat something at the airport. I get to Switzerland and I land like 30 minutes before Mark. So I'm waiting at his baggage carousel when he gets there. He gets off the plane. He comes over to the baggage area and I burst into tears because I haven't seen him in a month. I've been sick. And that's how the trip started. It was a good trip, though. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.